Welcome to the DevCon Archives, featuring top sessions from the latest DevCon, which took place in Bangkok in November 2024. These episodes spotlight some of the best talks from the largest Ethereum developer conference, showcasing the technical advancements, mission, projects, and novel ideas shaping the Ethereum ecosystem. All talks have been recorded. You can find them on archive.devcon.org. Let's dive into today's featured talk.
GM, everyone. Today, I'm going to be talking about the butterfly effects and paradoxes of account abstraction in DeFi. Imagine this. In 2018, Uniswap introduced the automated market-making model, a smart contract that runs billions of dollars of transactions daily. This single innovation became like a cornerstone of DeFi, setting off a chain reaction of new protocols in DeFi Lego blocks in form of composability. And that's essentially the butterfly effect in action. Incremental technological decisions leading to massive ripples across the entire ecosystem. Let's fast forward to today. We stand at another edge of transformative shift, account abstraction. On the surface, AA might just seem like a technical optimization, another EIP, another EIC. But beneath that, there lies a potential to reshape how users actually interact with these DeFi protocols, from simplified wallet experiences to seamless gas management. AA can remove some of the most frustrating DeFi UX challenges that plague the ecosystem today. However, as with any transformation innovation, AA brings its own set of challenges and paradoxes. How do we improve security without compromising on the usability? How do we ensure decentralization while seamlessly offering Web2-like UX? And how do we foster innovation without fragmenting the ecosystem? I'm Neha, and I'm going to be, I work with Safe as a technical product manager, and I'm building AA dev tooling to build more secure on-chain apps. If you're interested in this topic, I'd be happy to chat with you later. So let's navigate the butterfly effects and paradoxes in the DeFi realm. Before everything else, let me quickly explain the concept of butterfly effects. This concept comes from the chaos theory, famously illustrated by the idea that butterfly flapping its wing in one part of the world can set off a hurricane in another part of the world. At its core, it demonstrates how very small or insignificant changes can lead to large, unpredictable outcomes over time. And this concept is not just limited to abstract mathematics or weather conditions. It's deeply relevant in the technological space, and especially with DeFi, as the system is vastly interconnected. And small innovations or decisions can cascade into massive system-wide changes. Now, let's take an example in the tech history about the QWERTY keyboard. In the late 19th century, the QWERTY keyboard was designed to prevent typewriters from jamming by spreading apart frequently used characters. It was a very small and a practical mechanical decision made at that time. And fast forward to today, QWERTY is actually the most dominant keyboard layout globally, influencing how billions of people interact with computers and mobile devices daily. And that small local decision in the 19th century has rippled across centuries, shaping modern digital communication. And now if I allude back to the AMM model of Uniswap, here's how the butterfly effects come into the picture. Uniswap introduced the AMM model to enable swapping without relying on order books to match buyers as well as sellers. And they use a simple formula to facilitate these trades in the liquidity pools. At its core, it's a simple equation, x times y equals k, where x and y are two quantities, two tokens of the same value in a pool, and k is a constant that remains unchanged. And in a nutshell, here are how it works. The liquidity providers deposit the two tokens into a smart contract, which is the pool, and the traders can swap between these tokens directly from the pool, paying a small incentive fee to the LP providers. And why is it transformative? Three reasons. One, accessibility. Anybody can become a liquidity provider. That democratizes the liquidity provisioning. Efficiency. AMM eliminate the need for complex order books, and it reduces the barriers for decentralized trading. Third, composability. Protocols can very easily integrate Uniswap into their own ecosystems, which enables many swapping or liquidity strategies. So the incremental change that we see with Uniswap was that in 2018, the AMM model was introduced, removing the need for order books in an exchange. And here's the ripple effect. So now we have AMM model, and anybody can provide liquidity, which democratizes liquidity. And after that, it made DEXs to be more central to DeFi, and inspiring more and more DEXs to come up, like Curve, Balancer, or SushiSwap, which cater to very specific use cases like stablecoin swapping or multi-asset pools. And as a result, billions of dollars started flowing through these contracts, which resulted into the famous DeFi summer of 2020. And as DeFi faced this explosive growth, the on-chain UX, unfortunately, could not keep pace. These topics still plague DeFi to this date. I would like to go over some of the UX issues with DeFi. Number one, complex wallet management. Today, users still rely on private keys and seed phrases and may also have multiple wallet addresses. And losing your private key means losing access to your funds, which can be very intimidating for a newcomer. And as a result, non-crypto native users find DeFi to be very intimidating, which reduces mass adoption. Number two, gas fee and transaction complexity. Having native gas token on a new chain is quite confusing and difficult to achieve, and estimating gas cost is even more confusing. Sometimes there, to achieve one single action, there are several transactions to be signed. For example, to swap on a DEX, you need to approve and then transfer, which requires multiple signatures. The impact is that new users often feel priced out because of this gas requirement, and on-ramping is quite difficult. The third issue, poor onboarding experience for new users. To set up a wallet, to acquire new crypto, to interact with DeFi protocols often requires multiple steps and also requires engaging with several protocols like exchanges, bridges, various apps. And as a result, there's a high learning curve that's involved and that deters non-technical users. And that kind of limits DeFi's appeal. And finally, liquidity fragmentation. This problem is also still quite persistent. It significantly impacts the efficiency and effectiveness of the capital markets. And this happens when the capital is spread across several platforms, protocols, or chains, rather than being concentrated at a single venue. And it can happen for several reasons in DeFi, because many AMM protocols exist, like Curve, Uniswap, or SushiSwap, and they all compete for liquidity, often splitting liquidity across several pools. It can also happen because of several chains we see coming up every day, layer one, layer two chains. Liquidity is spread across several different chains. And it's also possible because of isolated liquidity pools within the same protocol. There can exist several similar pairs, like ETH DAI and ETH USDC, but it still results into liquidity fragmentation. And that means that the liquidity providers may receive less incentives or their capital remains idle. Now let's see how account abstraction can help mitigate these issues. At its core, account abstraction redefines the concept of user accounts in the blockchain. Today, user operates through externally owned accounts, or EOAs, which are controlled by private keys and are quite limited in functionality. In contrast, AA enables accounts to function as smart contracts, allowing for a customizable logic and a behavior. This upgrade introduces a more flexible, a more user-centric model. And there are several ways, like in a Swiss knife, in which account abstraction actually hits the hammer on its nail. There can be very simple onboarding to a wallet experience. In case a user is locked out of their account, there are social recovery mechanisms or multi-factor authentications baked in. There are gasless transactions, so the user doesn't have to worry about having the native gas token on the chain. Users can also bundle multiple transactions into one simple transaction, for example, for swapping, for approving, and this is also quite gas efficient. Security features like setting daily spending limits or session keys will become a standard, and this significantly reduces the risk of losing funds or falling victim to a malicious contract. And cross-chain and layer 2 compatibility. Cross-chain interactions can be abstracted. Users interact with DeFi protocols without needing to manually bridge the assets or even be aware of the underlying network. Account abstraction is not just about solving these UX frictions, it's about truly unlocking the potential of DeFi. It bridges the gap between Web3 and Web2 to offer more intuitive, more secure experiences so that many more non-native crypto users can participate in DeFi with ease and confidence. Now, I want to give you a real-world example of how innovation in DeFi is causing major ripples in the world today. Polymarket is a decentralized prediction market which has taken the world by storm because of the recent US presidential elections. Something that's not talked about enough is that Polymarket uses SAFE in its architecture. If you register on Polymarket using MetaMask, it spins up a SAFE proxy wallet for you on Polygon. Polymarket's use of SAFE in its architecture is a critical component to its UX strategy and security. By leveraging proxy wallets and maintaining a non-custodial approach, Polymarket ensures that its users have control over their funds while still benefiting from enhanced functionality and the security that SAFE offers. And here I would like to take a look at some numbers. So far, Polymarket has created about 420,000 SAFEs. And the number of transactions that went through, And the number of transactions that went through SAFE on Polymarket were about 1.6 million, which is approximately 3.7 transactions per account. Quite sticky enough for Web3. And finally, so far the betting volume on Polygon, on Polymarket is 5.7 billion. And as we see it, the smallest innovations in account abstraction, like easy onboarding experience, can set off a cascade of transformative events. In DeFi, innovations like account abstraction are not just a technical upgrade, they're a catalyst for a future where finance becomes more accessible, more secure, and more efficient. While these numbers are quite optimistic, addressing DeFi gives rise to several challenges and paradoxes, where solving one problem creates new problems, or it reveals conflicting priorities. Let's take a look at them. The first paradox is of security versus convenience. This highlights the tension between making systems that are more secure and ensuring that they remain convenient for the users to use. And striking the right balance between the two is the key to great user experience. One of the advantages of account abstraction is its ability to provide advanced security features such as multi-sig wallets, social recovery mechanisms. And these features enhance the security of user assets by reducing the risks associated with the private key loss. However, adding extra steps or extra layers of security comes at a great expense of convenience. For instance, in a multi-sig wallet, it requires several parties to sign off a transaction before it hits the chain. Or with social recovery mechanisms, it is designed to involve several trusted parties, which requires some coordination and forethought. And while these features make accounts more secure, they also introduce friction in day-to-day use. The second paradox that I want to talk about is customization versus standardization. While account abstraction offers great level of flexibility to users to define their own account behavior, and this includes custom transaction logic as promised by ERC 7579, or automated workflows, users can create account personas that fit to their needs for either trading strategies or rebalancing portfolios or just to hold assets. However, with increased customization comes the risk of fragmentation. And standardization is very critical to ensure that different wallets, protocols, services, they work seamlessly together. And everybody can create their own custom account behaviors, and the risk of incompatibility with different protocols or apps grows. And this paradox centers around challenges of offering enough customization to meet the needs of the user while maintaining enough standardization to ensure interoperability. And what if I tell you there was a way to transcend these paradoxes? And this is where AI agents, intents, come into the picture. Intents are a fundamental shift in how users interact with DeFi decentralized systems. Instead of micromanaging every single transaction, the user simply expresses their desired outcome. Whether it's swapping tokens or executing a yield farming strategy, these are all high-level goals that can be abstracted away while interacting with multiple protocols. And this is where AI agents also kick in. These intelligent agents can interpret users' intents and navigate decentralized ecosystems and optimize the outcomes autonomously. And imagine an AI system where it's continuously monitoring several different liquidity pools without any kind of human intervention. In essence, like intents and AI agents, they resolve the very paradoxes that we discussed in the previous slides and have the potential to set off a ripple effect in DeFi to another level. There are two use cases that I'd like to discuss. Here, an AI agent can be used in decentralized trading. For example, the user expresses the intent to maximize profits by grid trading strategy, where token X and Y should be within a price range of $100 to $120. The workflow would look like this. The agent would be constantly monitoring the price of X and Y in several different pools. And as soon as the price in the grid hits to the lower level of 100 or 105, it places buy orders. And as soon as it hits a higher range, it places sell orders. And this would be occurring in a gas-efficient manner, potentially transaction batches, because there are several tokens involved, which can save gas. And the outcome is that the user achieves their desired profit targets without needing to manually track or execute these trades. The final use case that I want to talk about is with Polymarket. The user might express an intent to maximize returns by betting on most likely outcome of the US presidential election to reallocate funds based on real-time changes in the probabilities. And here's how it would look like with the workflow. So the AI agent would be constantly monitoring off-chain data, news reports, or social media sentiments, and it defines some probability estimates. Bets can be placed on the highest expected value based on the current odds and the transaction costs. And if new data suggests a shift in probabilities between different candidates, then the AI agent would dynamically reallocate the funds to a more favorable outcome. And as a result, the user can actually maximize their potential earnings while minimizing risk without needing to interfere manually, because AI agent would just take care of readjusting the portfolio. And in this essence, we see how the future of Web3 can look like, where decentralized systems become more intuitive and automated, and AA provides the programmable infrastructure, and AI agents provide user intents to be read in a more intelligent manner. And together, they can empower users to interact with DeFi in a more smarter and a more accessible way. And with this, I want to close by saying that whether you're a user, a developer, or a product leader, your actions today could spark the next wave of innovation And let's embrace this responsibility and continue building a decentralized future, one small flap at a time. And the question I want to pose to you today is that what small decisions will you make today that will shape DeFi for tomorrow? And with this, I close my talk. I'd be hanging at the AA Community Hub later today and happy to chat with you.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to visit archive.devcon.org to watch and listen to all the other DevCon talks. We look forward to seeing you next time.